Thank you, Tammy. Excellent, excellent, excellent. It's so sweet when you have opportunity to share God's word, because most of the lessons that are shared are really things that we live out. And for those that that have taught the word or have shared at different opportunities and at different venues, you know that you got to live it out first. And what practical and easily applied truths we have heard this night, and what a beautiful way to introduce such an important portion of scripture. You know, I love history, and in fact, one day I'm going to be a docent out at our local museum because I just love history, and I love Imperial Valley history. It really was important in the formation of our western states and all that happened here. And I mean, even Cortez came through here, De Anza, Borrego Springs. I mean, we have some very famous, well-known historical figures that came through here. But there is also an amazing historical figure that is coming through here right now, but he is not just history, he is the story today. And it not only is our precious and amazing Savior Jesus Christ, but it is also his Holy Spirit that is resting and abiding right now. And it is that, ladies, that causes us to draw into his presence. This time, we are going to turn the lights down low, and we are going to have a time of just lingering before our wonderful God. We don't get enough of it, girls. And I know that as all of our lives could totally relate, I'm sure all of us could, with the busyness of life. What is that all about? For those of us that don't have babies around our feet anymore, how can it still be so crazy busy? I sometimes look at myself and I think, how did I do it before? But I know that to keep everything in balance, it has to be through the power of the Holy Spirit. There is no way, girls, there is no way that we will be able to be still before him, to know what it is to even walk with the ability to know, Father, you are the great I am, and you will be the I am in my life, in my family's life, in my workplace, in those people that are unsaved, in my husband's life, in my children's lives, in every aspect, in my interests, in even my ministry, which he better be the great I am in the middle of your ministry. There is no way, and I remember as I was poring over these scriptures and pondering the things that the Lord has even allowed me to share for tomorrow, I remember Pete and I were driving somewhere, and I just said, honey, not that this is, you know, a news-breaking word, but there is no way to be still in the presence of God or to know that he is unless you are filled with the Holy Spirit. There is no way. It has to be through the power of the Holy Spirit. Ladies, because it is not, there is not much that, let me rephrase this. It takes so little now in this world that is turning upside down to cause our hearts to fear, because it's not the same as it was before. Even just a few months ago, it is not the same. But there is a steadiness in God's people that he wants to make real. And the only way that that's going to happen, girls, in the everyday happenings of our lives is through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, I know that many of you are spirit-filled. And there is a difference between just walking in Christ, but living the spirit-filled, spirit-empowered life. When we were coming to know Christ, before we even became aware of him, there were certain things that God was doing through his Holy Spirit to open our eyes and to introduce us to these things. And I've shared this before, but I pray that you will bear with me, because I hope that in some ways you will take a journey on back into your life when you first were thinking about those things. Maybe you saw a couple praying at a restaurant, or you heard someone talking about the Lord, or you were turning the radio on and fiddling for a station, and all of a sudden you saw or you heard a Christian station, or just your heart thinking, there's something more to just this, isn't there? And that's God, that was God's Spirit wooing and drawing you. That word in the Greek would be para. He was coming alongside you, much like what we would say with parachute or paramedic or paralegal, paradigm, parallel. Very good. Okay, there you go. I have my little English teacher in the back going, giving me signals. God was with us, drawing us to him. And then when we recognized our great need for him, he came in, which would be E-N-N. He came into your life. And now your life was made brand new. I mean, all of a sudden, it was just like, oh, I have this joy. I have this desire, this insatiable thirst for more of you, Lord. I want to see people saved. But then the reality of life hits, and you can only do so much. And then you learn about the power of the Holy Spirit. That same day of Pentecost, when he filled those people after waiting those 50 days after he ascended into heaven, the power of the Holy Spirit came upon his people. And they began to speak in unknown languages. And they began to do all these crazy, wild things. At that point, girls, really, the world was turned upside down for the Lord. And at that point that the Holy Spirit comes into your life, ladies, you are never the same. You start looking at things and you start doing things and you start being the person that God is requiring you to be and has called you to be in a whole nother way. And each one of you can probably testify, I know many of you are going through things right now, that there is no way on your own strength and in your own strength you could do without the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, you know, ladies, I'm here to tell you it's not just a one-time shot. That every single day, my heart's cry is that, Lord, fill me up, because I have no idea what is ready around the corner to want to drain me out. And so right now, what I would like to do is allow us the opportunity, for those of you that need to be empowered again, that maybe you have found yourself kind of getting stuck in the old, same old, or you're starting to slip back to those places that could cause your heart to fear. And the scripture says, he's not given us a spirit of fear, though, but of peace and of love and a mind that is sound. Or those places that maybe you have grown apathetic in, neglectful in, your time spent with God, your time spent in prayer. Those are all investments, ladies, that there is no way that we're going to get through the things. Let's just keep the world out of it. Let's just deal with our own personal lives and our families and our finances and our health issues and our relationships and all that stuff. That's enough to make us throw the covers over our bed or over our head and say, I'll call you, don't call me, kind of thing. If there is not that power of the Holy Spirit working in your lives, girls, there is no way that we will be able to even get to that place of standing in his presence or being in his presence or abiding in his presence, which was so beautifully put tonight. Thank you, Tammy. So I would ask that for those that have been filled with the Holy Spirit, that you would stand, and those that have not been, you're wondering, what's missing? And that was the question that pondered my heart. What was missing? If God should choose to desire to give you the gift of tongues, praise God. But I tell you what, girls, it's the least of all the gifts. I would think that the gift of faith, which is something that we really need right now, would be important. The gift of discernment of spirit, so that we have wisdom to know when the enemy is doing some craziness and we're not sucked into any of that and we're not deceived. Those are the prophecy, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the word of the ability to teach, the gift of teaching, the gift of exhortation. There are so many, and I can't wait to be able to do a study on those things. If you are finding that you're missing something, just something is just out of sorts, I would ask that you would stand too. Because for those of us that have had the opportunity to be spirit-filled or baptized in the Holy Spirit, we need more of him. I don't know about you, I need him. If it's not daily, girls, right now, it is moment by moment. Because there is no way with the things that I personally am facing can do without knowing that my source is the Holy Spirit. So I would ask right now that you would join me and those of us that are bold in our faith, that just want more of Jesus. Really, that's all it's saying is, I just want more of you, Lord. I just want everything that you have to give me. I don't want to hold anything back because, Lord, I live in a time now. You know where I live. You know when I live. You know now I live, that I need more of you so that I know how to give an answer of the hope that lies within me, because there are people that are dying. Our hope cannot be in our finances anymore, obviously. Our hope cannot be in our jobs anymore, made so clear. I mean, you have people that are killing themselves because there's no hope for them that they see. But the hope we have to be able to give to someone that has no hope is what Jesus will impart to us as we walk with him and as we open our hearts more to what he has. I would ask, ladies, that for those of you that just want more of our precious Savior, to be better mommies, if nothing else, to be better wives, to be better servants of the Holy, High, Living King, to be better daughters of the great I Am, that you would stand along with me and we will pray nothing but a simple prayer of, Lord, pour into me more of you, that it would be less of me, and more of you to give to this world. So if you would like that, I invite you and I encourage you to stand right now and to make that the true call of your heart, that as you have been ordained to live in this time, girls, that you don't stand before the Lord and say, I missed it. I missed it. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to stand before Jesus and have a codfish face and go, Shazam, I didn't know that. I want to know as much as God gives me ability to know about him. And I am jealous for that for you, ladies. I am so jealous for that. As I prayed for you this week, that your hearts would be open to receive all that God would have, that you abide with him in the sweetness of his presence and learn what it is to be still, to be calm and to be tranquil in the face of storms. In the midst of all this tumultuous events, God stops and says, be still. Be still. I am, and I will always be. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you hold your word in such high regard that you even say you hold your word above your name. How powerful is your word, Lord, to change our lives? Father, it is stunning to me to think that this word that we have listened to tonight and we have privilege and opportunity to read on a daily basis has been the same word that you have used in the lives of the countless many to turn this world upside down. May it be said of us, Lord. May it be said of us that we did not waste our time here, but ask you now, Father, to baptize us afresh in the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would fill us to overflowing, that those things that have been cumbersome weights, Lord, those things that have been chains around our feet, around our hearts, Lord, around our minds, those strongholds that have gripped us in and we can't seem to find the door to get out, Lord, would be broken through the power of your Holy Spirit, because you are the great I Am. You are the one that freed your people. You are the one that led them through, that parted the Red Sea, that gave them manna, that poured out water from a rock. You are the same great I Am that stretched your arms out, Lord, on that day and said, it is finished.
that you were the great I am that conquered death and rose again for each and every person that is standing here, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Father. Father, I pray that these women would be deep in their commitment to serve you, Father, to seek after you, that they would not let those things get in the way and distract and to cause disruption from their goal of seeking and finding that time with you. Lord, make us the kind of women, too, that in the morning, if our schedule is busy, that we would find ourselves rising earlier yet to have that time with you. Father, that you, through the power of your Holy Spirit, would get us up and get us there with you. Father, for any of us that are struggling with that, any of us here in this room, any women that have found inconsistency in their quiet time with you, that now would be the time that that would be broken, that there would be nothing but consistency and steadiness in their relationship with you, that the ups and downs, the defeats, and the bad times would be less and less and less. They would be the rarity. And victory and strength for the day and glorious praise reports would be the norm. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would stir up within these women the gifts that you desire. There are many here, Lord, I know, that you have imparted gifts to. And I just pray right now that they would open themselves up to any and all that you would have. And God, that they would hold nothing back from you, that they would allow fear to rule over their lives for fear that you might require of them to step out and to do. But Lord, that they would be the yielded daughters of the King that would be willing to do as their daddy bids. And they would be faithful to know that you are the one that will give them the strength, because where you guide, you provide. Where you call, you equip and you enable. And Father, I ask that they would look at things differently, that their heart would respond to things differently, that we would not be reactors, Father, which is so easy for us at any time of the month, because you've made us women and you have seen how we are. But Lord, that through your Holy Spirit, we would be the responders. We would respond in love. We would respond in grace. We would respond with joy and with patience and with kindness and all those precious fruits, Lord. And Father, I pray that the fruit of your Spirit would be the evidence of a life baptized in you. I ask, Lord Jesus, that there would be an anointing upon my sisters. Father, that where they step, you have already led them forth to go. I pray, Father, that they would not forget, as the children of Israel did and got them into big trouble, to forget to inquire of you. But they would remember first, they ask Papa, Papa, is that what I must do? Is that what I should do? Is that what I'm supposed to do? And they would heed your voice, and they would follow and find themselves under that sweet, peaceable relationship with you. Father, I pray for my sisters here that have had such difficult times, either in their marriages or in their families, their finances, their health issues, even just battling the things that the enemy would come to harass them with. I pray, Father, that tonight would be the night of victory. I pray that tonight, even if the situation doesn't change, that they would change in it, and that that would be the greater victory, Father. I pray that there would be a strength that would come to them unlike they have ever known before. And Father, that through the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, the sweetness of your presence, your comforter, your guide, your teacher, your instructor, your helper,